Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. I'm your host, Fran McNeil, and joining me in the virtual studio is Ida Cole, founder and CEO of Eventland. Ida, welcome to the show. How are you this evening?
Thank you so much, Fran. I appreciate you having me tonight.
I'm very excited to talk. Oh, good, good, excellent. Well, that is the exact place to be because this is really a conversation between two entrepreneurs, and I'm really glad that you're able to take some time out of your schedule to share some of your excitement and passion about being an entrepreneur. So let's jump right in. The two of us, have been having a great conversation prior to being on air. So we're now going to bring in the listeners. And I know that they would love to understand what is the significant story that sort of put you on the path of entrepreneurship whenever that journey began.
Definitely. I would love to share that. So first of all, I'm from Denmark. Everybody can probably hear I have a little bit of an accent, even though I have been living in multiple countries and now been in the States for, I guess, on and off for 8 years. But my story kind of starts in Denmark. First of all, I'll say I have multiple family members that are entrepreneurs. For example, my grandmother, who are now 85 years old, and she still teaches elderly in gymnastics, and she just won a prize.
That's one of
Yeah, she is absolutely amazing, and my biggest role model, my mom too, of course, but my grandmother, 85 years and still going strong. She's also an event planner like me. Besides that, she does she plans all these amazing trips for the elderly in her community. And yeah, I guess I saw that growing up, you know, and got inspired. But it's not until after I was in multiple management positions for multiple event companies in different countries, I really realized that I wanted to be an entrepreneur, or I was an entrepreneur. I didn't really feel like I fit in as an employee, and I didn't like when people told me, oh, you need to do an event this way or that way, because to me, planning an event was a very creative and almost artistic process. So I got a mentor. I didn't really know he was my mentor, but it was a friend of a family member, and we just started talking. I was like, hey, would you mind, you're an entrepreneur, can you take out an hour or two for me so we can talk about my future? And he was like, yeah, sure, that's fine. But going into that conversation, I had no clue still that I wanted to start a company on my own. I more wanted him to tell me what kind of company I fit into. But within 5 minutes, he was like, Ida, you should start something on your own. And for a week or so, I was a little bit upset. I was like, why did he say that? I can't do that. I'm not good enough at this and that. And I had so many reasons for not doing it. But I think the second week, I started realizing, hey, there's something about it. Then I started talking to friends and family and asking them. And everybody said, yes, of course. Why haven't you done it before? And from then on, it just went really fast, actually. And yeah, I just started, you know, kind of prepping my first company. And I'm super OCD with everything. So when I prep down to, you know, every detail. So when I launched my company, I was like, I was ready, ready to go. But before I did that, I guess I just did a lot of like soul searching and like, what kind of leader do you want to be? I asked myself, what kind of company do you want to have? Like, there's so many ways to have a company. Do you want to build an empire, or do you want to be you and maybe one or other person? And so I did a lot of soul searching, and also in kinds of what kind of event company I wanted to build. But funny enough, everything that I kind of like planned out, I changed my mind. Like now, when I started out, because I kind of went against that whole like, I think there's a lot of event companies out there that, you know, they do catering and they have a bunch of venues, but there's not a lot of thought behind the event, which was super important to me. And it was so important that I almost like, you know, I wanted to build like a very artistic company and everything was art and whatever. But now most of our clients are actually where it started out being, fashion companies and home decor companies and stuff like that. Our clients are now, medical companies, architecture companies, and technology companies. So I kind of changed my routes without even really knowing it, I think. So I'll say I think it's important to kind of build the whole, you know, the foundation, but also be able to adapt to new situations and kind of let yourself adapt to new situation if you find out that what you planned out is maybe not what you want anymore. It's okay to change.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So it's fascinating. You are truly international, and how does having the international experience influence the kind of work that you do in your business and maybe the passion behind how you go about bringing events to your clients?
I lived in 7 or 8 countries, and I think I haven't lived in a country without doing an event. Even when I was a kid living in Norway, I would do events for my friends, you know, like I would invite the neighborhood and have 30 kids over and do some kind of event. So I think like doing events in the Caribbean, in Africa, and all over Europe and the States, like you learn a lot about people. It's like almost like a psychology study on people when you do events, because you get really, really close with your clients. I mean, I do, at least. Not everybody does that, but I really try to get to my clients. I try to really understand the culture, the values of their brand, and the values and the culture of the company. So I go very deep. I spend a lot of energy, I'll say. Sometimes almost too much, but I think it's important, also because for a lot of clients, events are kind of, it's like they don't really know the ROI and of the event, and it's all like, well, you know, anybody can do an event. Some clients will say that, and then when we start planning, they are like, wow, they would never have been able to done that themselves, right?
Right.
Yeah, but I think it's very important to me to take something from every event, from every culture, and so I can use it in other cultures. So it can also, I can use it as a learning experience for other cultures. So it kind of become a cross-cultural experience. because working with lighting in Ghana gave me a whole new perspective on lighting that I made, you know, I can use that in New York. And you don't get that from other event planners, because I never met an event planner in New York that lived in Ghana. You know what I mean? So you can bring something very unique to the table when you bring something with you from culture to culture. And I think that's a lot of fun too. So it makes it more fun for me, more fun for my clients, and especially for the guests. So.
Right. How wonderful. Well, let's talk about your clients. When you think about your clients over the sort of history of your business, what's an example of a client where they just really loved what you did, and why did you love working with them?
So there's so many, but now we're talking about Ghana. One of the first events I did, it was actually just before I launched my business. It was not, I felt like I wasn't ready to launch, but I had some time in Denmark, and I decided to go to Africa and volunteer. That trip that I kind of planned out to be, you know, I was going to volunteer in an orphanage and be there for 1 month or so. I ended up staying there for, I think, 3.5-4 months. And I organized a big fashion and music fundraiser for the orphanage with a lot of, like, you know, big names in the music industry. From the music industry, a lot of, like, big fashion designers. We got so many sponsorships. We're on, I was on TV in Ghana, like, so many times. Like, at a point, like, people ran after me on the street and asked for signatures.
Wow.
Like, oh, no. Like, help the orphanage. Like, I don't need, you know, like, so I didn't even know what to think about that, but it was an amazing experience, definitely. And if I'm thinking about where I made it, like, a lot of impact, like, directly on somebody, and not for somebody's brand, like, that was it. Because I saw it happen when I was there. I saw kids getting mattresses. I saw kids getting food. I saw them getting new school uniforms and a playground. And, you know, there's so many amazing things going on while I was there. So because sometimes, you know, you do an event and you're trying to brand something, or you're trying to take care of, like, nurture a client's, for example, but you don't stay around. Like, maybe they have one event a year, but then there will be a whole year until you see them next year. And then you see, oh, you grew a lot and you did great, but you don't follow that process. So, you know, close up. But that was the time where I really saw, wow, this is amazing, and things are happening really fast. So that was something I was very passionate about.
Yeah. What a great example. Bring us now back to sort of 2016, which is rapidly ending, because today is 12/19/2016. What's sort of next for you in your business? And actually, before you answer that, describe sort of in a few sentences, what is your business? How did you come up with the name? What do you do? And how do people get in touch with you? So let's sort of ground everyone now that we've had all these great stories.
Sure. Okay. So, first of all, the name, Event Land. In Denmark, we have a lot of, like, slab land. So I think I wanted to, you know, stay in touch with my roots and remind me where I'm from and stuff like that. So, and then, Event Land is like a land of events, a land of many, many different types of events and many types of people and culture. So that's where that came from. We First of all, we organize and execute events globally. So we do travel a lot. We have partners all over the world. We organize and execute a lot of pretty, you know, big conferences with 1,000 to 10,000 people in size. We do a lot of corporate events for architecture companies, medical companies, and a lot of companies that are, you know, in technology of some kind. Like technology is so like is so many things today, but technology in general. We work with a lot of female founders, male founders too, but we do have a lot of female founders that come to us for support. But first of all, or fifth of all, I think what makes us stand out is that our events are very innovative, they're very creative, and we don't just, you know, we don't just hire a caterer and find a venue. We create a full-blown, unique experience, and we talk a lot about internally, like in the team, about like the flow, like the event needs to have a flow, and it needs to wow people. If those two components are there, you know, you're guaranteed a good experience. So, and then we're kind of trying to make it just a little change in people when they walk out of the event. It's one of those events they'll remember as one of like the moments in life we remember. Like we remember our wedding, or we remember that day when we had our first day with our husband, or something like that. Like we want them to remember that event they went to that night. So yeah, that's in short what we do.
Wow. And so if someone is interested in finding out more about your business, where should they go, on the web or how?
Yeah, so they can go to eventland.nyc. They'll find our you know, phone number, email address, and everything in there. We answer usually within like 1 to 2 hours. So we're a bunch of super OCD event planners. So that's something we're known for. Sometimes our clients are like, can't you just like wait a couple of days with answering? You're making me feel bad. So we're like, yeah, but it's okay. You can wait answering on your side, but we work, you know, we're very motivated, and yeah, we love what we do. So there's like, I guess internally there is a good flow too. So, yeah, eventland.nyc, they'll have all the contact information there.
Yeah, terrific. So, international, you mentioned Denmark, which is you have done some work that you've lived in Norway and the Caribbean and Africa. You talked about an event that really was transformative in Ghana. Your website is eventland.nyc, and right now you're based in Atlanta. So what's next for you in 2017 as your business continues to grow and develop? Where do you want to be? What kinds of events do you want to be working on?
Well, first of all, one thing that happened last year is So we had an office space at Times Square, but because our clients are based in so many different locations, of course we have a lot of clients in New York, but they're kind of spread out all over the world. I have a team where a lot of my team members, of some reason, lives in New Jersey, so. So a lot of them kind of, you know, they'll call me and be like, is it okay? I work from home. And I don't care if you work from Greenland, as long as you do your work, like as long as you feel comfortable where you are. Because I remember when, you know, when I was an employee, I feel different a lot of days. You know, I feel one way one day and another way the next day. So you know, I wish back then that I could decide when I was going to work. And some people work better, you know, during the night time. Some people work better 5 a.m. in the morning. People are different.
Right.
So I feel like it should be okay for my team members to do what they're great at when they do it best. So I decided to go all digital. And and so we don't have the Times Square office anymore. And we had a meeting. Everybody thought it would be great to go digital completely. And if you look at all the statistics for next couple of years, then that's what people are going to do. Because the prices for office spaces are just going up and up and up. And people travel more. People are not located at the same place all the time. So their desk will be empty for 2 weeks. And, you know, the founder is spending all this money on keeping their space there for no reason. So I think you'll see a lot of changes when it comes to business and services in general. So because we went all digital, I decided to relocate to Georgia. With that said, I'm in New York all the time. I go back and forth. But me and my husband, we live in Atlanta now. We bump into New Yorkers all the time. And I also wanted to be on the ground here because you know, we have clients here and we'd love to get more clients here. So sometimes it's also good to be in the ground and especially in the beginning. Then kind of the word of mouth will take over. But I really found out it's great to be a digital company, and I'm really excited to continue that kind of journey in like the next year and travel and meet a lot of clients in person all over the world. And also, it's like it kind of comes with going digital kind of comes with, you know, a lot of other benefits too, such as you get more freedom. Like you don't go to work at a certain point, you don't go home at a certain point, so you have more freedom. And I'm 31, so I'm also, of course, thinking about having kids at some point. So, so who knows? Maybe that'll be the upcoming year. And now I kind of let go on my company in a way that I see it as a machine where I'm not needed all the time anymore. So I have a team that can manage without me pretty much. I can go on vacation for 2 weeks and everything is just going great. So that's another amazing part of going digital and getting to the point in your business where you feel like you've made the right decisions and when it comes to putting together a great team.
Right. Wow, you know, Ida, it's been exciting talking with you. I love just your approach reflects being in different places. There's this both calmness and excitement that you have, and I really hope that, and I'm based in Philadelphia, the next time that you're in New York and maybe passing through Philadelphia that we get a chance to meet personally. I just
definitely
would like to see you and really be kind of part of your circle. Thank you so much for spending time with us. I think it would be cool. And I know there are folks that would like to get in touch with you, so I'm going to remind them that they can find you on the web at eventland.nyc. So you have a customized URL, which is kind of cool as well. So any closing thoughts as we wrap up our conversation for this evening? Anything that you'd like to just sort of let people know quickly in a minute or so?
Yeah, I guess I would say if there is somebody out there who are thinking about starting their own business but are telling themselves, oh, no, I can't do it, or I don't have enough money, or I started my business with with no investors. Like, I never had an investor. I never want an investor. So I would say just do it. Don't think so much. Like, a lot of people out there have started with not that much experience, but you learn along the way. So just do it.
Excellent. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, Ida, thank you again for being a guest on Significant Business Results Radio. I know that folks will be excited to visit your website and learn more about you. And thanks for just taking the time to share your thoughts and a little bit about your journey, your significant journey to being an entrepreneur. Have a great evening.
Definitely. Thanks for having me. Have a great evening, you too.
Thank you. So folks, continue to listen to Significant Business Results Radio and join us as we continue to learn more from entrepreneurs.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significantbusinessresults.